The African mbira is a small handheld instrument with a sound that has stretched across centuries. Also known as a thumb piano or kalimba, the mbira made its way into pop radio in 1974 when Earth, Wind & Fire recorded Kalimba Story. Now the mbira queen of Zimbabwe wants Western audiences to hear the traditional side of her instrument. Stella Chiwesi visited Studio 4A, where NPR's Felix Contreras interviewed her and invited her to play.
The mbira is not just a musical instrument. It can heal people and it can summon spirits, says 57-year-old Stella Chiwesi. She insists she does not play mbira. The mbira plays her and it speaks to her.
This song that I'm going to play, I called it Uvimi. And whenever I'm playing this song, I hear voices from, from where? I just hear those voices. So the voices that I'll make are voices that are coming into my ears.
Stella Chiwesi sits straight up with her eyes closed, head bowed slightly forward, softly stroking the keys of her mbira. The instrument is played with two thumbs and an index finger. The fingers strike or pluck thin strips of metal that are attached to a rectangular hollow box small enough to fit into the palms of both hands held together. This music is cyclical, meaning it does have a beginning and an end. But like a dog chasing its tail, it goes around and around, the beginning of the song chasing the end. Melodies and rhythms interlock and bounce against each other. Like jazz, mbira music has form, but infinite possibilities for improvisation. Stella Chiwesi says the inspiration for these improvisations comes directly from the spirits of her ancestors.
This is how my songs are built. I don't sit down to think. I just close my eyes when my musicians are there, and then it starts, you know, the sounds come. And then I pass them on to them quickly, 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 quickly. And then when the song is full, it stops coming.
Is the name of the instrument and of the music made by the people who play it. They have been doing this for thousands of years in what is now Zimbabwe and parts of Mozambique in southern Africa. And as with many forms of traditional music around the world, mbira music is not written down. The pieces are passed from generation to generation, from teacher to student. And for generations, those teachers and students have been men. So even though Stella Chiwesi had what she insists is a higher calling, there were still earthly barriers to overcome.
No, it was not allowed for a woman to play mbira. That is why the people were against my wish to play mbira. But because now I'm grown up, I know that it's a rule which was coming from men. Because I asked my grandfather, when it was too much, I went to my grandfather and said to him, please, why are all the people complaining and trying to stop me from learning mbira? And he said, oh, it's because you are a woman and no man will marry a woman who plays mbira. Because for you to play mbira, you have to sit amongst the men. You know, because how we, when we are in one room, women sit on their side and men sit on their side. And so your side would always be on the men's side. So it cannot be. And then you will always be on the road and not doing the woman's work to look after the children and to work in the fields and to look after the home. So this is why people are against that. So I really laughed, I laughed. And if that was the only reason, I was not going to stop.
Gender was not the only obstacle. When Zimbabwe was Rhodesia, the authorities prohibited traditional cultures. In the case of Mbira, says Chiwesi, the government feared the music's magical powers. So she developed her relationship with Mbira in clandestine lessons and forbidden ceremonies. With political independence in 1980, traditional cultures were no longer taboo, and Stella Chiwesi came out from the underground. In the mid-1980s, she was featured as a soloist in performances with the newly formed National Dance Company of Zimbabwe. The company was created to present the country's cultural traditions, stories, and legends to the world beyond Africa.
I'm going to play a song called Shumba. Shumba means Mondoro. Mondoro means lion. You know, we are delicious meat to those animals. So this song is meant to soothe the lion if you are confronted by it, you know. Shumba.
Stella Chiwesi has taken her instrument and its music around the world. She has released CDs in Africa, Europe, and now in the U.S. Despite these very worldly trappings, she comes back to the power of the spirits locked within Mbira. She says that power is reflected in the title of her latest CD, Talking Mbira, Spirits of Liberation.
If you listen deeply, they are voices who really talk. And spirits of liberation, it means the spirits of Mbira, you know, the sound of Mbira is liberating the mind.
And it has actually liberated her from the spinsterhood her grandfather predicted. She has children and grandchildren and spends her time between her home in Zimbabwe and a home in Germany. Though her grandfather was partly right, had she married someone from her village, she may not have had a career in music. Her husband is German. Felix Contreras, NPR News.